Hare Krishna. In spiritual growth, bhakti is the process and the purpose. The Bhagavad Gita describes the three modes of material nature in its 14th chapter, which concludes with declaring that bhakti is the means for transcending the modes. Mam cha yogya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. 14.26 states that those who stay fixed in bhakti, vyabhichari bhakti, what avyabhichari bhakti, undeviated devotional service, what happens to them? Sagunan samatityaitan, such people go beyond the modes. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate, they attain the spiritual platform. So clearly, this states that the process for growing spiritually, the process for overcoming the modes that keep us in material consciousness, that recommended process is bhakti. Now the same Bhagavad Gita later tells that bhakti is the purpose and perfection of spiritual growth also. In 18.54, it states that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samaha Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, that the person situated in Brahma Bhuta on the spiritual platform is prasanna, is cheerful. Na shochati na kangshati. There is no grief or lamentation, there is no lamentation or hankering because the person is free from material cravings. Samaha sarveshu bhuteshu, and is not partial or partial towards some people, equal towards all. And at such a state, mad bhaktim labhate param. Such a person attains para bhakti. It is the topmost devotion that such a person attains. So what this means is that bhakti is the process for transcending the modes, and for one who has transcended the modes, one who has attained equanimity, para bhakti, pure devotion, is the perfection. Now, why does bhakti occupy such a vital position in spiritual growth, both as its process and its purpose? That's because bhakti channels the strongest force that activates us in our life, that is emotions. Normally, these emotions drive and drag us towards worldly objects and thus keep us entangled. But bhakti channels these emotions towards the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. And thus, it comprises the most powerful way by which we can redirect ourselves from this world towards Krishna. So, that's why when the modes are inducing worldly emotions within us, if we can connect with Krishna, if we can connect with some object, connect with Krishna, our spiritual master, the deities, the holy name, the scripture, music, whatever, which invokes spiritual emotion within us and thereby hold on to that, then we can resist the downward pull of the modes, and by holding on to that manifestation of Krishna, which is stimulating for us, we can raise ourselves up, pull ourselves up towards Krishna, away from the modes. And then, of course, when we become purified, then all the full force of the heart's unconstricted, undistracted emotions charge towards Krishna and the ecstasy of eternal love. So, bhakti is thus an extremely powerful process and the ultimate purpose in our spiritual growth. And the Bhagavad Gita, therefore, analyzes various paths, and the Gita commentators explain that even in other paths, such as the paths of physical or intellectual exertion, Ashtanga Yoga, Gyan Yoga, those paths also, there has to be a tinge of bhakti for them to lead to their respective perfections. And ultimately, the Bhagavad Gita, while analyzing various paths, concludes unambiguously with a call to devotion. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam braja. And this call to take up devotion, giving up all other dharmas, all other paths of spiritual growth, this indicates an invitation for us to develop our fullest emotional potential through the emotionally channeling path of bhakti. Thus, by practicing bhakti, whatever tender spiritual emotions we have right now, they can be nourished. Whatever impure emotions we have, they can be countered. And when we learn to love Krishna, at that time our full emotional potential is developed in our eternal ecstatic relationship with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.